This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, October 5th. God's word to you today is divergent. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 101, verse 7, the Voice translation, and it says, "The one who makes a habit of deceit will not be welcome in my house. The one who lies will not remain in my presence for long." Our devotional begins today with the image of the spectrum of lying. Flattery breeds exaggeration. Exaggeration breeds gossip. Gossip breeds lies. Lies breeds perjury. Lying is a spectrum, and it has many levels to it. It is not until someone commits perjury that it becomes a big deal. Usually, lying starts small, with flattery. An anonymous writer defines flattery as saying to someone's face what you would never say behind their back. Then it graduates to exaggeration. In an attempt to achieve a desired result, you overstate what you said, did, or accomplished, and that is exaggeration. Next on the spectrum is gossip. And gossip is casual or unconstrained conversation about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. It is almost impossible to gossip without exaggeration. The gossip is a master exaggerator because their stories thrive on exaggerated details. It is really annoying when Christians use prayer meetings as an opportunity to spread all sorts of gossip. We need to pray because the way that man is changing cars like he's changing shoes is suspect. That is gossip. It is gossip and you should have nothing to do with it. Then, outright lies become perjury. When we say things just to achieve a desired result, we set ourselves up for lies. Let's say, in the course of a conversation, your desired aim may be to look good. You are setting yourself up for lying. Or you want the person to like you. You set yourself up for flattering, which is a lie. When there is an agenda, it usually leads to lies. You know your friend does not look good in that dress, but because you want to flatter her, you say the dress looks so good on her. But in your heart, you're saying something else. I'm not saying you should tell the person they look ugly, but suggest they try another dress, but do not flatter. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please purge me through and through, and rid me of everything and anything that cannot be found in God's character. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.